This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Police detained at least 67 people across Turkey on Tuesday in a sweep targeting people with alleged links to Kurdish militants day after a suicide bomb attack in the Turkish capital. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Interior Minister said police carried out raids in 16 Turkish provinces, detaining 55 people suspected of being part of the intelligence structure of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. 12 other suspects were rounded up in a separate operation in five provinces. On Sunday, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near an entrance to the Interior Ministry. A second would-be bomber was killed in a shootout with police. Two police officers were slightly injured in the attack. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Taiwan has issued a weather alert as Typhoon Kuina approaches and may make landfall later this week, bringing gales and downpours to the southeastern parts of the island. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The Weather Bureau put out a land warning after issuing a sea alert late on Monday. Kuina's moving northwest with sustained winds of 100 mph near its center. Forecasters expect it to bring strong winds and downpours to southern and eastern parts of Taiwan early on Wednesday and potentially make landfall in the southeastern parts of the island on Thursday. In the Philippines, which avoided the typhoon's direct hit, the Weather Bureau has issued storm alerts in at least six northern provinces and warned of possible flooding and landslides, especially in mountainous regions. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Armenia's parliament voted Tuesday to join the International Criminal Court. Armenian officials say the move was prompted by what they call Azerbaijan's aggression against the country in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. This is VOA News.